A little later in the program, we'll have a conversation about how the George Zimmerman verdict and the Trayvon Martin case may have affected the presidency of Barack Obama. But first, in the week since the verdict, musician Stevie Wonder announced that he'd be boycotting the state of Florida and all other states with Stand Your Ground laws. He's been joined by Dionne Warwick and the pop gospel duo Mary Mary, among others. But what do people in Florida, specifically those in the Florida music scene, think about this boycott? We reached out to Jerry Dufresne. He's co-owner of the Orpheum, which is a music venue in Tampa, Florida. Jerry joins us from takeaway affiliate WUSF in Tampa. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
Do you think this is long-lived, this boycott, that it's going to stick? And just what's your reaction, your impression?
I think it will last about as long as it's in the media. My impression of it is that it's not anything that's going to last for very long.
Have you ever seen anything like this in the past, where musicians, decided to boycott a specific venue? I remember Sun City in South Africa. That worked for a while, but ultimately that wasn't even effective.
Well, I think that music is inherently political, and I think that musicians should use their voices, but I think there's probably more effective ways than what they're doing. Who exactly are they hurting by not coming? Who are they affecting? What is going to happen based on this? I don't know that it's going to change any of the laws. I think there's more effective ways to protest.
We reached out to Stevie Wonder for a statement or an interview regarding the boycott. His reps say he'll be saying nothing further on the matter at this time. Do you think music audiences, concert-going audiences, are aware of these kinds of issues and are likely to weigh in if they were to consider this boycott significant?
I think they may. At the same time, I don't know that this kind of protest is what works. Wouldn't something more effective be if he actually came down here? Wouldn't something more effective be if he put on a show? Who is he hurting? Large multinational corporations like Live Nation and AEG are not going to make the money when he comes to perform. What difference does that make? Who does that help? Who does it hurt?
Live Nation, of course, the ticket-selling company that's so involved in live events. Are you inviting Jerry Dufresne, co-owner of the Orpheum? Are you inviting Stevie Wonder to do a show at the Orpheum?
I would love it. He's more than welcome to come to the Orpheum. I don't know that Stevie has played one of my size venues since the 60s, maybe even before.
How many people does the Orpheum
see? We're a 720 capacity venue. So Stevie Wonder has maybe walked through a venue our size in the past 15 years. But so we're a little bit smaller. But at the same time, any artist can decide to kind of boycott Florida. If we get artists that start to do that with us as well, I mean, it would have an effect.
But so far, you haven't heard anything, and the acts that would be very, very interested in your venue have said nothing at this point.
No, at this point, we haven't had any kind of feedback from any kind of mid-level to smaller modern acts right now.
Who's playing at the Orpheum this week?
This week we actually have Slum Village, the Detroit hip hop group from the 70s. Former members are J Dilla, JD, who I think has a pretty big effect on what's going on with urban music, and we haven't heard a thing from them about anything like this.
Jerry Dufresne is co-owner of the Orpheum Music Venue in Ybor City, Tampa, Florida. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thanks, John.
If you think about it, it's been a tough week for the state of Florida all the way around.
According to current Florida law, you can get a gun, follow an unarmed minor, call the police, have them explicitly tell you to stop following them, then choose to ignore that, keep following the minor, get into a confrontation with them, and if at any point during that process you get scared, you can shoot the minor to death, and the state of Florida will say, well, look, you did what you could.
The analysis there of the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case from The Daily Show's John Oliver last week, certainly not very charitable to the state of Florida. What is the Florida buzz to all of the media backlash in the wake of the verdict. Joining us is Craig Kopp, host of the Takeaway Affiliate, host at Takeaway Affiliate WUSF in Tampa, Florida. Craig, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
I suppose with homegrown critics of Florida like Carl Hiaasen right there in South Florida, you're used to critics and criticism, but how's it been over the last week and what reaction are you getting?
Yeah, Carl Hiaasen's made a nice living making fun of the state he lives in. The John Oliver thing, brilliantly done, kind of, I think, makes Floridians miss the other John a little on The Daily Show because that was pretty hard-hitting, and then he wanted to change the Sunshine State's name to the worst state. Hey, it stings a little. There were a lot of columns over the weekend and all sorts of papers. It hurts a little, but frankly, Carl Hiaasen is a great example. Florida has always embraced its weirdness. It's not like Florida doesn't make headlines for man who beats wife with toaster all the time. This stings a little more because it's a rough issue all around. The Trayvon Martin case is emotional from both sides of the issue, and I think the bottom line is that Floridians look at this and say, when they hear a commentator on a cable network news say, Floridians love their guns, they go, yeah, those who have guns probably love their guns as much as those who have guns in North Carolina or Ohio or New York. They think we're kind of being singled out on the standard ground law. Stevie Wonder, will be boycotting over 30 states if he boycotts every state that has a standard ground law. Florida's not alone in that.
And, some have said, even on this program, that one way of looking at the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case is that Florida is ahead of the nation in the sense of dealing with the questions of people carrying weapons, racial prejudice, the notion of profiling much more honestly and ahead of the rest of the nation on some level. Any folks saying that?
I haven't seen that talked about very much. It's more, this is a state full of people who aren't from here, really. And so there are plenty of people who are interested in the issue. It does seem to be way more on the surface than in other states. It's getting a lot of attention. This case made it get a lot of attention. Nobody's saying we're ahead of the curve. I think every state in the union, every city in this country is facing these kinds of issues. We're just the ones where the media spotlight has been focused. So the state of Florida is where the issue is being debated. People certainly don't want their state maligned. People love it here. We have beaches. When our troubles hit us, we go and stare at a big ocean or the Gulf of Mexico. It's just I've only been here for 2 years, John. It's just a different everything from the weather on down is unlike any state I've ever visited.
Craig Kopp, afternoon host at Takeaway Affiliate WUSF in Tampa. What are people saying? Is this incident more emotional in terms of the media spotlight or the 2000 election, old hanging chads business?
That's a really good question. I think there's a lot more emotion. That was political emotion. There's a lot of fire around a political issue. There's real emotion. I feel that on all levels here. The governor of the state who formed a commission right after this and went out and looked at the standard ground law. Now, his bipartisan commission came back and said the law really doesn't need to be changed. It's just fine. People question that. Some people did. Some people didn't. But the governor constantly talks about both Trayvon Martin's family and George Zimmerman's family in terms of the hurt and pain that has gone through all this. I think everybody in the state of Florida feels this on a different level than, say, an argument over a hanging chad.
Craig Kopp, afternoon host at Takeaway Affiliate WUSF in Tampa, Florida. Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.